Later this week, the Board of Regents will reconsider last month's vote, boosting salary ranges for chancellors and other top-level administrators. It was that vote that prompted a bevy of bills restricting the board's freedom. There hasn't been legislative oversight for 4 years, and some, like Representative Scott Souter, think the Board of Regents took advantage of the situation to approve pay raises during a fiscal crisis. It's not only the money that rankles the Republican from Abbotsford, but the way the policy was set.
It is the public that is footing the bill, and they certainly deserve a voice in this process. Voice votes by phone without proper notice at an unscheduled meeting on the heels of Labor Day weekend does not allow for such a voice.
During a public hearing of the Assembly's Committee on Colleges and Universities, Regents took their lumps from lawmakers, students, and press advocates. David Walsh is vice president for the Board of Regents. He admits mistakes were made in handling a sensitive money matter in a way that many complain violated the spirit of the open meetings law.
There has been well-deserved criticism by lawmakers and by the media about the process of approving salary matters, no matter how small.
Regent Nino Amato, who abstained from the original controversial vote, thinks UW-Brash should have salaries frozen during tight fiscal times. But he doesn't think the Board of Regents should have to answer to the Joint Finance Committee when setting pay levels. Amato also opposes another bill that would require notice of all meetings regarding university business, no matter how insignificant the subcommittee or issue.
It's too expansive. It would cause a nightmare for everybody. I think the issue that was raised is how do we get greater accountability from the Board of Regents?
Amato says lawmakers have sent a strong message and that Regents have heard. But skeptics say Regents have short memories. They point out the most recent attempt to increase administrative pay occurs on the heels of a similar flap 2 years ago. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.